Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Samach Vav, Gittin 66b, pagination is 132, starting in the middle of the Mishnah, which is the top line of the page. A person says L'shlosha, he says to three people, Kisfu get utnu l'ishti, write a get and give it to my wife. Hare elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. Those people are able to write and give the get to his wife, but they would not be able to appoint other people in their place to do that. We have a principle of mili lo memseron l'shliach. Verbal directions cannot be given over to somebody else. Even if you were a courier for a get and you would be able to hand it over to somebody else to continue the shlichus to bring the get to the woman, but if you don't have an item, if you don't have an item that you could hand over as a directive, but instead all you have is the directive, then you're not able to give it over to somebody else. This would be true even if the person presented in front of these three people as a bezdin. There is a ruling in the Mishnah which says that once they're appointed as a bezdin, they would have the power to enlist other people to be the sofar and the edim, the shluchim. However, Omer Rabbi Yossi, about six lines down, Rabbi Yossi says, Nominu l'shliach, we presented that ruling in the Beis Medrash, and they replied, Afanu mikubalim, we have a tradition that even presenting in front of three people does not create any stronger relationship because they're a bezdin, that they're going to be able to empower others on their behalf. It's only the people that the husband directed to do it. Shafilu omar lebezdin agadol. Even if the shliach, even if the husband was talking to the great bezdin Shebirushalayim, which is an established bezdin. It's not even an ad hoc three people that he turned into a bezdin. This is a real bezdin. Tenu get l'ishti, he tells them, give a get to my wife. Sheyilmedu v'yichtevu v'yitnu, if necessary, they would have to learn, at least one of them, how to write a get, in order that they could write it and give it, because they cannot enlist an outside party to be the sofer. Now, agreed that if this is indeed the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim, it's a little bit unlikely that out of the entire Sanhedrin that they don't have somebody among them who could serve as a sofer. The people that served on the Sanhedrin were very broad people. They were capable people. We have, for example, the statement regarding Mordechai, that he served in the Sanhedrin, and therefore he was a person who knew Ayin Lashon, all 70 languages. We're talking about people, each in their own way, who are very broad. It's unlikely that not one of them is capable of being a sofer, but the point is still well taken. Even if you were to appoint the Bezdin HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim to take care of this get, they would not have the power to delegate the task. They would have to do it themselves because they are the ones who received the directive. Now, if multiple people were given the directive, there are two ways to understand it. One way is that from the pool of people, we should get what we need, someone to write, someone to give. On the other hand, there is the possibility, if it's worded in a specific way, that the husband actually wants all of them to be involved, as we'll see right now. Omar la'asara, continuing in the Mishnah, if he told 10 people, Kisfu utnu get le'ishti, write and give a get to my wife, echad kosev ushnayim chosmim. So one of them writes it, two of them sign it, and they're able to present that get to his wife, even though not all 10 of them were involved. However, if he said kulchem kisovu, if he included all of them in his statement, he wants them all to be involved, so then echad kosev v'kulam chosmim, one of them writes, and all of them are going to have to sign the get. Lefikach imes echad mehen, if one of them died, hareza get batal, the get is not valid, because that is the condition that the husband placed, that all of them have to sign. And indeed, it's viewed as a condition. The husband can't change the rules of get. Get is going to be kosher if it has two good signatures. And indeed, the first two people have to be people who are kesherim, and they're not krovim, they're not relatives. Those have to be the real edim. And the remaining people are only there to fulfill his tanai. This is how it's described in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer Kuf Chaf Se'if Tes, where the Mechaber writes that it is possible that the remaining signatures might actually be delayed, and they might actually be affixed only after the get is given, and it'll still be good. Because, as we are describing, the get is intrinsically good once it has the two signatures, and the remaining signatures are there because of a tanai, a condition that the husband made. And therefore, as long as the condition is fulfilled before she gets married, the get will serve her well because it's a valid get. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.